Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Dr. Daryl Peel joined us today as we talk about the potential of grazing wheat this year. Back on that in just a moment. You need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And going with one of the 8 commission firms at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The 8 commission firms make up the livestock exchange of the Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And when you sell cattle in Oklahoma City, you can go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots in Stockyard City. The livestock exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your beef checkoff.
We're past Labor Day, and now's the time to be getting wheat into the ground if you're wanting to establish fall wheat pasture. And livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel expects a lot of interest this year in trying to make money with your wheat by grazing it with your cattle.
I think there will be a lot of interest in grazing simply because of that. Obviously, if you've got wheat acreage, there's not really a better alternative out there right now. There's some uncertainty on the cattle side, but it looks better right now and looks, you know, like it has more opportunity, not only for winter grazing, but as you noted, with our expectations even on into next year, we may have folks thinking about graze out earlier than usual. And that means that they may approach this fall and winter a little bit differently. If they've already made that decision or are thinking seriously about that, then we can do some things a little bit different in the fall and winter, knowing what we're going to do next spring.
Now, you're not the wheat specialist, but yet there are, you know, as you mentioned, there's some decisions you can make early on to make sure you get the most pounds of forage.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you're certainly growing forage for winter grazing, you know, you're going to plant earlier. There are some agronomic trade-offs in that crop. It's really a different crop. And so dual-purpose wheat in that sense is different than grain only. You're going to plant earlier. You know, right now we've been getting some rain across a good share of the wheat belt of Oklahoma. Soil temperatures are down. So we've got probably the best opportunity we've had in a number of years to plant wheat early for grazing, and we could get an early jump start on that. And so that affects how we're going to do it for this winter, and again, it may affect then how we set ourselves up to be ready for next spring, depending on whether we do in fact want to harvest that grain or go ahead and graze out the wheat.
Well, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now on demand for our cattle, for our beef. Seems like we've held up pretty well. We're back below $2 a pound now on that box beef cutout, but yet demand seems to be hanging in there.
Well, I really think it is, and there's been a lot of talk here lately. I think there's a little difference of opinion out there. There are some folks looking at demand as relatively weak right now. But, you know, obviously in a growing supply scenario, and we've put a lot of meat on the market this summer through the spring peak in slaughter in June. Slaughter came down a little in July, but the pounds are still there. We've put a lot of meat on this market, and there's a lot of pork and poultry out there. And when you look at that, I think box beef has held up pretty well through that process. And in fact, I think probably the slaughter rates would suggest that we've pulled some fall cattle ahead a little bit here in July and August, and that's going to change a little bit the supply scenario in the last part of the year.
Cattle market watcher out of Oklahoma State University, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up is Superior Livestock's Labor Day Auction, September 8th and 9th at the Doubletree Stapleton in Denver, Colorado, featuring 64,000 head. Sale starts at 8 a.m. Mountain Time both days. Get your buyer's number by calling 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. Or click on superiorlivestock.com. The Labor Day Auction, September 8th and 9th at the Doubletree Stapleton in Denver, Colorado. Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.